We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Audacy put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Audacy. Visit ads.audacy.com.
It's showtime!
Now live from the Bryant and Stratton College Athletic Studios, it's Chuck and Winkler on The Fan.
So shut up and listen.
Doors open in 3, 2, 1.
Chuck and Winkler, we are served up by Perkins Restaurant and Bakeries, and we are broadcasting live in our Bryant and Stratton College Athletic mobile studios. 6th and Rawson in Oak Creek, the site where we've been this week of the year for the last 13 years, collecting money, collecting toys, collecting whatever you're able to allow us to collect for Children's Wisconsin and Robin's Nest Community Services, toys that go to these kids, cash that goes for toys for the kids. This is a great week. We love being here. It gets bigger and better every year. A ton of donations here this morning in the 6 o'clock hour, both from listeners with toys and listeners with cash donations. So it's been really cool to see. If you can't get out here, we're out here all week until Friday. And if you can't get out here and you maybe listen somewhere on the app and still want to help, 1057fmthefan.com, you can help us do that. We've got a busy day. We've got a lot to talk about. The Vikings losing last night to the Seahawks makes things interesting for the Packers, who are in first place in the NFC North. We've got the Brewers, who I think have, is it 7 guys on their roster right now under contract for 2020.
If they had to play a game at Miller Park, I don't think they could play.
Well, they could field 8 guys, and then whoever won the 50-50 raffle would play left field.
Okay.
So I think that
that would work. Maybe Bernie Brewer would have to fill in somehow as a pinch hitter off the bench.
Yeah, Barrelman's at second. Bonnie Brewer's catching.
It's bad.
And then we'll go from there. So we'll talk more about that, specifically Josh Hader and the rumors that he could get dealt around 7:30. Until then, it's the Jim Paschke Show. Bucks announcer, Fox Sports Wisconsin, longtime broadcaster in the state. We love chatting with Jim throughout the season, and we always love when he's able to come by at the toy drive, and Jim Paschke joins us once again. Jim, how are you?
Hi, Jim. I am wonderful, thank you. I appreciate your mobile studios. This thing is on wheels, huh?
No,
sure.
We're on steady ground.
Well, we'll see. Next year it could be.
It's warm. We got all our
it is warm.
Computers
it's great.
Here. Everything is working good. And it's safe to say that, you know, I've had you every year in here with us, it's safe to say that the Bucks have never had a 12-game winning streak when you've come into our studios. And how does it feel to just to have a team that's going to go out there and not only beat somebody but blast everybody every night?
Somebody asked Giannis last week if he realized that they had never had a 10-game victory streak in my time with the team, and he was a little amazed by that. So I have never seen one. It's great. It's awesome.
All right, the team is winning games, and you know they won handily last night. So, I mean, we would talk so much, Bart and I, about the regular season. How do you bide your time in the regular season if you're the Milwaukee Bucks? So you keep everybody on pace. You know, there's no let-up in your game. You want to keep getting better, but at the same time, you want these guys playing their best basketball for April and May. You don't want to be playing your best basketball right now.
I don't think it's mutually exclusive. In the preseason, I suggested that one of the ways to rest players on this particular team would be to have big leads. Mm-hmm. Giannis played, 20 minutes the other night, 22 last night.
22 last night.
Played 42 minutes in even less than that because it was 1937, 2 games ago. But I think they're accomplishing that, and they're also getting their load management in on off days, and they're doing it under the radar, if you will, a little bit. So I think there's some masterful load management going on with this team, and I think the big leads really helped that. Marcus did bring up last night, you know, he said, you know, you can peak too early. I don't see that happening, but we haven't been through this, so it's an interesting thing to think about, and, you know, we'll be watching that, of course. But when you beat consecutive teams by 85 points?
Yeah.
You know, that's never happened before. The Bucks have never beaten consecutive teams by 40 points, ever. It's only happened 5 times in NBA history, mm-hmm. and 2 of them have been in the last 2 weeks. So prior to this season, that's only happened 3 times where a team could beat two straight teams by 40-plus. Pretty incredible.
Jim Paschke here live at the Toy Drive, 6th and Rawson in Oak Creek. Chuck and Winkler broadcasting live all week here on The Fan. I think the Bucks are going to the finals, so I think they're very good. And I think that the competition doesn't really start until the Eastern Conference Finals. And I get all the, well, you know, I get all the other stuff. I've been saying that the regular season doesn't matter. I get, maybe it gets twisted. I think that the Bucks are good enough that they didn't have to play Giannis for any minutes last night. They didn't have to play Middleton for any minutes last night. They are so deep, I think, that that team can still go out and win 55 games in their sleep. So sort of off of Chuck's question, you've got this team that you know they're in the playoffs and you know they're likely going to have an easy time in the first round, maybe even the first two rounds. Where does a team find its focus to go in every night and still play competitive basketball? Because I don't know where they do. I know that Jim watching these games and seeing them win these two games by 40 points back-to-back, I know that whatever they have to do, they're doing it. I just don't know what in that coaching ability portrays that onto the basketball court.
There's a lot of answers in your questions, I think.
Well, I had a lot of questions.
Well, there were a lot of questions in there, and I think they're interesting questions. I think that what popped into my mind was players want to play no matter what the situation, the love of the game. So Giannis and Chris Middleton want to play. Everybody wants to play. They're selling tickets, so they need to play. Mm-hmm. People come to watch them. That's another thing.
Yep.
And now let's talk about how you ramp this properly when you have a team like this. I don't know. I've never seen it before. So I trust the coaching staff. Coach Budenholzer has seen how this is done many times with San Antonio. He knows how to do this. I think he's very good at it. It is interesting, and we'll see what happens. But I think it's a class problem to have. I mean, I'd rather have this situation wondering how they're going to stay sharp when they're beating teams by 40 than not beating teams at all. And so I don't worry about that too much. That's why this coaching staff is here, and they do a wonderful job. And the players, this team is so together and so committed and so much on the same page that I think they'll recognize what they have to do every step of the way. And that's a great step, because I thought last year, early in the season, the Phoenix game, I think maybe, you know, maybe they didn't process it properly. And then when you get to the playoffs, you're up 10-1, up 2-0 on Toronto. You have to constantly process where you are and what's required. And that's a big step when you talk about winning a championship.
This is a Bucks team that went 15-1 in November. They've won 12 straight. They've got 18 wins on the season. I mean, you've called seasons where they didn't have 18 wins at all. And I wonder, it's not that it's like it's too good to be true. So I'm just making sure that a team that is this good, that there's like nothing bad that's going to come out of it. Like, is there a negative to being so dominant in the regular season, or does none of that really matter? But well, again, you haven't seen this.
Well, I haven't, and I'm trying to think of other teams in NBA history that were this dominant and failed at some point. I mean, we're talking about the 1970-71 Milwaukee Bucks here. They rolled through. They won 66 games and didn't play for the last, you know, they rested players for the last 10 days to 2 weeks. That team could have won 70 back then.
Sure.
And they had a 16-game victory streak, a 20-game victory streak. I mean, it's doable. I don't think there's any reason to doubt it. I think it's just a matter of where your focus is and, you know, how things come together. And, of course, the biggest thing now is just staying healthy.
And I think the entertainment value, you talked about this. You know, I mean, yeah, they're going to get the number one seed. But the fact that you get to go out and watch Giannis Antetokounmpo play, we've dreamed about having a superstar like this in our city. The Bucks were never going to be able to sign somebody in the free agent market because nobody wanted to come here. They had to draft a guy like this. And who would have guessed on that night in 2013, back in June, Jim, that when they drafted Giannis, this kid out of Greece, he would become one of the best players, if not the best player in the NBA, and has, you know, just a likable guy, perfect for the organization, wants to be here, we hear. I mean, this went absolutely correct. Otherwise, if they did not hit on Giannis, we might still be talking about a 42-40 Bucks franchise.
Well, it's one of the greatest stories in my career in sport and just following sports. I mean, it's a phenomenal story. He had to share shoes with his brother to learn how to play this game. Mm-hmm. And now he has the top-selling shoe ever for a signature shoe, and that includes Michael Jordan's signature shoe, the initial one. So it's a wonderful story. That's what sport is to me, are things like this and you know, the unexpected that happens. And so, yes, we're very fortunate, and it's incredible. Bart just mentioned, you know, seasons where they didn't win 18 games. His first season, they didn't win 18 games, right?
No, you're right.
They didn't win back-to-back that year.
Yeah.
And now, I don't know, you know, they don't lose back-to-back. So Giannis is the deal. Giannis is driving all the buses in the fleet, and you ride a guy like that and appreciate him. I hope everyone appreciates him, because it doesn't happen all that often. It's happened, what, twice in the history of this franchise in 52 seasons.
Talking with Jim Paschke, Fox Sports Wisconsin, Bucks.com and all that, and you can find him there and find him here at the Toy Drive as he's been out here throughout the years. And, Jim, just kind of reflecting back on when I've been out here with you at these Toy Drives, we always do talk about Giannis, and the questions have progressed each time. I think the first time we talked to you, we had a bet that maybe he'd win an MVP someday. Could he be an MVP player?
I lost that bet, by the way.
Yeah, he did. And then $500 I won.
Yeah.
Really?
And 5-1 odds.
Yeah.
Now, this was back
4 years ago.
When, with 2015, 2014, we made that bet?
Yeah, I saw it.
I didn't see it.
I actually wanted the Bucks to draft him. I was the only one that knew. I scouted him. So we've been asking these questions, and then last year it was, oh, my gosh, he's going to win the MVP. You sat down with Giannis recently, and it's an interview that I've seen a few times on Fox Sports Wisconsin, where you said the words Hall of Famer to him. And Giannis, who is this larger-than-life figure now, was taken aback by that.
I loved it.
He retires today? He's a Hall of Famer, do you think? Or he's just on that pace to be?
Well, no, I didn't say that. I asked him if he understood that he likely would be in the Hall of Fame, because every MVP is in the Hall of Fame when they're eligible. That's all I said. Anything can happen, of course.
Right.
You know, I mean, but let's just say it plays out and he stays healthy and he has a long career, somewhat long career. Why wouldn't he be a Hall of Famer?
But you're talking about a guy who was sharing shoes.
It's the greatest story that I've ever covered.
And then now you're talking Hall of Fame to him.
And he, if you recall in that interview, he was taken aback, but he said, I do want to be in the Hall of Fame. He's driven to be in the Hall of Fame. He's driven to be an MVP. He was driven to win last night. It's a phenomenal story. I'm 100% on Team Giannis in terms of how he goes about his business and what he brings. It's amazing to me.
Now, of course, the next part is Giannis here long term? What would it?
Be careful what Jim can and cannot say. We don't want to get him fined.
Yeah, I suppose you can't talk about that, can you? I mean, he wants to stay here, but what do you think would be the worst possible scenario where he wouldn't want to be here anymore? Because they're competitive, they're winning, they won a championship, but they're competing for championships.
Well, I think that's the biggest thing. You know, if he feels like he has a chance to be successful beyond his own success, and he can bring a team with him, I think that's what he's looking for. And that's all I can say at this point.
Yeah.
You know, that is to be determined, and we shall see.
But he's got that heart of a guy like an MJ or a Kobe Bryant. Those guys had that will to win, and I feel like even like in the locker room last night, he was saying, well, you know, we've won 12 in a row. We don't think about that. We're thinking about this next game against Detroit and getting better as a team. You could tell he's got that heart of a champion.
And he has leadership that is developing. Now, this is a 24-year-old. He'll be 25 in a couple days here. And think what he's done, and then everybody wants him to be this miraculous leader. He will become that. He is becoming that, but let's not, you know, let's let him do his thing, because he's shown us that whatever he decides he needs to do, he's been able to accomplish. But quietly and subtly and steadily, I think he's becoming a great leader for this team just in what he says consistently. And the fact is, he means it. And that's something that a lot of people will pay attention to and follow, I think.
Giannis is just obviously, I mean, he's the superstar in Milwaukee, but there's a lot of other guys that do make up this team.
Yes.
We'll get Jim's thoughts on that coming up. And what's your favorite Bradley Center memory? No, we're done with that. We're done with that bit.
Yeah, we've moved on. Maybe Pfizer Forum now.
I think we're done with that bit.
Beating
but
the
we
Knicks
will
by
have
45
more
points
from Jim Paschke coming up here in just a second. Do want to tell you guys real quick about Omaha Steaks. I know that Cyber Monday has come and gone, and Black Friday has come and gone, but there's a really good deal. You can get all week because it's my deal at omahasteaks.com. Now, we've been using these in the family for a long time. My grandpa, this was always the one gift that he would want. Hey, do you want a new sweater, Grandpa? Do you want butterscotch candies, Grandpa? You want a new TV? Just give me the Omaha Steaks, guys. You know what I want. You know it every year. And so that's what we did. And you can do the same thing in your family. They've got a limited time, amazing offer just for you guys. There is still time to place your order for the holidays. Go to omahasteaks.com. Enter the code BART, B-A-R-T, in the search bar. Right as soon as you get to the webpage, type in BART. It will take you to this deal, the favorite gift package, the gift everyone will love for just $69.99. Order now, and you'll get the 4-ounce bacon-wrapped filet mignons. You'll get 4 savory premium pork chops, 4 Omaha Steaks burgers, I'm not done, 4 perfectly browned potatoes au gratin, 4 made-from-scratch caramel apple tartlets, great for dessert, and they're big, too. We ate 2 at the same time, but you can get away with one and then save it for the next time. They are that good, though. The Omaha Steaks signature seasoning packet, and just for you guys, just in this deal, a free 6-piece cutlery set and cutting board. All this delicious food plus the free cutlery set, they'll enjoy for years to come, whoever you gift it to, for just $69.99. Omaha Steaks, the most tender, most flavorful, and you can only get steaks of this quality from Omaha Steaks, America's original butcher. Again, order now. Get the favorite holiday gift package. Don't wait. Take advantage of this offer and get your gift before the holidays is over. Go to omahasteaks.com, type BART in the search bar to order the gift everyone will love, the favorite gift package today. It is a very deep team. It's a very good team. We'll talk more about the Red Hot Bucks with Jim Paschke next, 105.7 FM, The Fan. It is Chuck and Winkler. We are broadcasting live, Blaine's Farm and Fleet in Oak Creek. We want to thank our friends Direct Drive Logistics and Direct Drive Express, Krepke Trucking, Lincoln Contractor Supply, CarStar of Milwaukee, and Eagle Disposal. We will also be live. We're here live at the Oak Creek location all week, Blaine's Farm and Fleet. Chuck and I will be there, not just hanging out, really, and collecting toys at the Waukesha location from 4 to 6 today, as well as Thursday, so you can drop off toys and cash with us there. I'm Bart Winkler, Chuck Freeman, Jim Paschke joining us from Fox Sports Wisconsin. As we were just talking about some of the highlights from last night's game, the Bucks beat the Knicks 132-88, where the Antetokounmpo brothers outscored the entire Knicks starting lineup.
39-37.
That's amazing. You have Giannis's brother there. You've got the Lopez brothers there now. How much have you seen that impact just the vibe of the clubhouse? The clubhouse was great last year. You'd go in there and guys would be hanging out and having fun. Now you got 2 sets of brothers, which can either be a messy thing or a really great thing. And just based on what I see from these scores, it seems like it's been a really great thing.
Yeah, from what I see day to day when I'm around and on planes and all of that, it's awesome. I mean, it's great. The Thanasis and Giannis are, you know, they're as close as you would think they would be, and the Lopez brothers are as humorous as you think they would be. I crack up every time one replaces the other on the court. They don't look at each other. They don't talk. They don't high-five or low-five or any of that, and it makes me laugh. But, you know, they're all having fun, and it's just it's wonderful. And then they go through their wrestling act before the games, and you know, this team is very close. They like each other. They're playing for each other, and you know, the talent is phenomenal. It's deep, obviously. I mean, there aren't too many teams in the league where the 15th guy is going to come in at any point and score 10 points. DJ Wilson had a career-high 19 last night in a short period of time, so it's pretty good. And you have Bledsoe playing extremely well. Eric's doing a wonderful job on both ends of the floor, and you follow him up with George Hill. You could make the point, I think, that think of another team that has a better 1-2 point guard combination. Mm-hmm. You know, it's hard to find. Those players are doing a wonderful job for the Bucks right now. Everybody is.
Jim, I just marvel when I walk into the Deer District and think that, man, this is really happening in Milwaukee. Because, you know, you and I have been through the Milwaukee Arena, the Mecca days, been through the Bradley Center days. And here, you know, you walk by the Deer District, and here's a district that for years there's nothing has really worked in that area. You know, it's been a dead area. And now you walk in and, you know, you see that the sports bar is there, and it's a jumping district, especially in the postseason. But even last night on a Monday night, there's a great vibe. And then you walk into this beautiful building that we have, as at concerts and all that. Was A little skeptical whether this was actually going to be able to pull off, but, man, we've done a great job supporting it, and ownership, I think, has done a marvelous job putting this whole thing together.
Well, they certainly have, and I would say that Milwaukee and the state of Wisconsin deserves this. Mm-hmm. It's wonderful. It's fantastic. I don't know why you could say anything negative about it right now, and, mm-hmm. you know, there's more to come in the future. You know, the convention's coming next summer. That's going to be interesting, and that will help Milwaukee, I believe. The economic impact of that is on a Super Bowl level. So, yeah, it's been fantastic. Every night there's something going on. And, you know, I'll, as long as I live, however long that is, I don't think I'll ever get the day that Giannis received his MVP trophy with 20,000 people on that plaza mm-hmm. out of my mind. I mean, to me, that was one of the great moments in my time in the city of Milwaukee and the state of Wisconsin. And, boy, you know, it's always like that here. People turn out. They turn out for your toy drive. They turn out for everything. And those are just moments to cherish and appreciate.
And I don't know. I mean, obviously, winning has something to do with it. But I think what we've seen over the last few years is this team become more of a state team. You know, we talked to some of our radio guys on the western side of the state or even in Madison, and they take more of an interest even at this point in the season. You've got the Herd in Oshkosh, which I think having two minor league teams for both the Milwaukee teams up in the Fox Cities has done a great job. Have you noticed that this is I mean, it says Milwaukee, and when you see the Deer District, and when I was out there for game five against the Celtics, and it is the best. I think I'm saying two things again, but I think that the state of Wisconsin has embraced this team as we've always wanted them to do. And I think that there's no better representation of what Milwaukee really looks like than the crowds that do attend and root for this team.
Well, it's the new Milwaukee. It's the Milwaukee of the future. It's the Milwaukee that will be the shining star on the northern end of Gary to Milwaukee when that all fills in over the next 20 years. Yes, everything was done well, perfect timing. This is a great city, and anytime you can enhance it the way the Deer District has enhanced the city of Milwaukee, everybody wins, and we'll get a lot of tourism here when it's exposed next summer after that. So I think everything is very positive, and it's great to see because this is a great city. Now, you know, historically I think people said, let's just, you know, stay quiet here and we'll enjoy it ourselves and, you know, everybody else can go somewhere else. Well, it's not like that anymore, and you know, the New York Times and Forbes magazine, they're all talking about the city of Milwaukee. Are you kidding me? Mm-hmm. That's great for everybody if you embrace that. And it's wonderful to see.
We haven't had that parade on Wisconsin Avenue since the Brewers got beat in the World Series. They had a parade anyway. But when the Bucks, you know, if they win this NBA championship, what's this town going to be like if they win that title?
Well, it'll be phenomenal. I don't know that there will have been anything like it in the city of Milwaukee when it comes to a sports team. I think that unless the Brewers do it first.
Sure. Well, 1971, I was 4
I
years
listened
old,
to you on the way in. That
yeah,
doesn't
no,
sound likely.
No. We have to wait
I mean,
on
we'll
that
see.
One.
I would. Yeah, that'd be great if, you know, doing the same year would be great. But, you know, I was going to say, too, we talk about Milwaukee and all of the things that are going on here. But when we really stop and think about the entire state, the Badgers, Packers, I mean, it's really a great time right mm-hmm. now. And we should enjoy it because we've been through the other side of this.
Yeah, we have been. We've been on mediocre. We've seen bad teams, but to have all our teams good at this point, competing for championships, now we just got to bust the door down.
We got to win one.
And win the championship. But your team has got the best shot at doing it right now, I think.
Well, it's not my team. I'm privileged to be a part of the organization, but thank you. That would be terrific. You know, you dream about it, and it would be wonderful. It'd be great for the state, great for the city, and great for the players who would get it done.
We'll have one of your teammates coming here on Friday. Zora Stevenson will join us Friday out here at the Toy
oh,
Drive.
Oh, she warned me she was coming out, yeah.
Great little piece with her and Dante last night.
Yeah, how about
shoot
that?
Around they did. Yeah. She's been a great addition to the broadcast.
She's fantastic. She's great. We've been so lucky. Zora, you know, played college basketball at a high level at Elon University, and she had her game of zone yesterday air with Dante DiVincenzo, and he missed a free throw, and that's the way it goes. She beat him.
She was asking. She was asking me last night,
and that was legit, by the way.
She was asking me last night. Okay, so how do I get to where you guys are? Am I going to make it on time? I said, make sure you leave plenty early, and never know Milwaukee traffic in the morning.
Right. Exactly correct. I live not too far from here, and I had to think the same way this morning. And for a minute, I didn't know if I'd get here on time. But
well, we'll see her at 8 o'clock on Friday. We're
wonderful.
Always happy to see you, Jim Paschke, joining us at the Toy Drive. It's become an annual tradition. And also, Jim does not let us walk away empty-handed.
No, I have, tickets are tough to come by than they used to be. I have a couple tickets that I can provide. Let's see, it'd be December 9th, which is a Monday night against Orlando. And then the 14th is a Saturday that week, and I believe
Cavaliers?
Cleveland is in.
Yeah.
You're coming to see the Bucks and Giannis, so and there are reasons why we want to get this done before the holidays because there are situations that I can't quite predict sometimes. So I think we can make those two available, and you know the drill, Bart. You just let me know who is on the receiving end of those. We'll make sure that they get to Fiserv Forum, see the Bucks.
So we'll have more details on how you can pick up those Jim Paschke's tickets. We'll have more details on that coming up. It will require you to come on down here, and hopefully we can get those to be claimed within the next hour or so. We'll have details on that coming up, and we will get back to the Brewers conversation. Jim, always a pleasure.
It's my pleasure. Thanks for having me. And thanks for what you guys do here. This is fantastic.
On Twitter at Paschkeball, the Bucks in action again tomorrow night in Detroit. Jim Paschke joining us here at the Toy Drive. It's Chuck and Winkler. More from our 13th annual Toy Drive to benefit Children's and Robin's Nest coming up next. Chuck and Winkler on the Fan.
Sports Flash right now.
From the 105.7 FM, the Fan Sports Update Studio, I'm Ryan Horvath. First on the Fan, former Brewer Mike Moustakas and the Cincinnati Reds are in agreement on a four-year deal worth $64 million. Moustakas, who turned 31 years old in September, was a free agent for the third straight offseason after hitting .254 with 35 homers and 87 RBI last season while earning his third All-Star selection. Brewers also decided not to tender a contract to Travis Shaw, as well as pitchers Junior Guerra, Jimmy Nelson, and Alex Claudio, and infielder Tyler Saladino. They agreed to a $1.4 million one-year deal with Ben Gamel and a one-year deal with Orlando Arcia as well. NBA action last night. Giannis finished with 29 points, 15 boards, as the Bucks won for the 12th time in a row, 132-88 over the Knicks on Monday night. Bucks would lead by as many as 47 points while reaching the league's longest winning streak this season and their longest win streak since the 1981-82 season. DJ Wilson would add a career-high 19 points in the win for the Bucks. They get the day off before traveling to Detroit to take on the Pistons on Wednesday night. Giannis also named the Eastern Conference Player of the Week after averaging 34.8 points per game, 11.3 rebounds, and 4 assists in 4 games last week, including his 50-point game against the Jazz. Monday Night Football last night, the Seahawks take over first place in the NFC West after beating the Vikings 37-30. Minnesota falls to 8-4 this season. Packers back atop the NFC North. College football news, Washington coach Chris Peterson will step down after the Huskies bowl game. He'll be replaced by defensive coordinator Jimmy Lake. Peterson has a career coaching record of 146-38, including 8 seasons at Boise State. The update brought to you by Amazon. Earn a competitive wage as an Amazon team member this holiday season. No resume, no previous experience required. Choose from a variety of shifts. Find your opportunity at Amazon.com/apply. Amazon, an equal opportunity employer. I'm Ryan Horvath, Sports Radio 105.7 FM, The Fan. Your thoughts on the Brewers' offseason moves next on Chuck and Winkler.
Chuck and Winkler served up by Perkins Restaurant and Bakeries. Bart Winkler, Chuck Freeman, live 6th and Rawson in Oak Creek for our 13th annual toy drive. It is what it sounds like. We are collecting toys, and we are collecting cash donations, and then we give the toys to our friends at Children's Wisconsin and Robin's Nest Community Services. You're talking kids at the hospital that need toys. You're talking foster families that can't afford toys. You're talking kids that just, it's the holidays. I mean, what do? Now you watch commercials or you pick out something in the store. I mean, you think I'm a young millennial, but Chuck, I used to get that Sears catalog and circle everything that I wanted.
Oh, gosh, that was a great day. When you get the Sears and the JCPenney catalogs delivered to your house, man, you'd sit there and circle stuff. You'd go over it, man. You'd spend more time on that than you would at your homework at night. But, I think everybody's got a connection to the Children's Hospital in some form or another. I do. My son spent some time there back when he was a baby. So, and everything was great. man, the service there, the care we got there was just fantastic. So, and nobody wants to see a kid in the hospital ever, but especially over the holidays.
Right. We're talking about kids that are, I mean, my kid, all right, he was born, and he was born in the children's hospital because it's part of Frederick.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, he's healthy, and then we take him home 2 days later, and so it's good, and the staff is great. Some kids can't go home right away. Some kids have to go back a lot. Some kids that statewide, they only know Milwaukee because of Children's.
Mm-hmm.
And it's not usually – I mean, they get great service, but to them they're thinking, I got to go – Milwaukee's like this place because – they only know of their troubles when they go to the hospital.
People come from all over the state and regionally come here.
Oh, it's a great resource to have. I mean, and in our backyard is great. So we're just trying to help as much as we can with the toy drive this week. Do want to thank again Jim Paschke, who has given us a couple of sets of tickets of his that we are going to get to you. So we have two games here to give away. These are Jim Paschke's tickets. They may be upper level, which is fine, but it's in Fiserv Forum where you cannot get a bad seat. The Magic are taking on the Bucks on Monday the 9th, and then you've got the Cavs on Saturday the 14th. So Jim Paschke is going to give his tickets away. We want donations for that. A $150 donation, first couple that get a $150 donation will be able to do that. Come on by, let us know, and you'll be good to go. We're getting food delivered to us from Rick, the guy that had the party, and we'll talk to him in a little bit too. So a slight distraction, but now we've got, what are these, bacon wrapped? Oh, my God.
Look pretty good.
There's food?
Oh, yeah. There's food.
There's always food out
there's
here.
There's Perkins here. There's a listener that's like having a solo cookout for us.
Oh, nice.
Hey, cool. You got a vending machine.
Ah, yeah.
There's some Fritos in there.
Bunch of stuff
I never got my. I gave Horvat $1 to buy me a soda yesterday. He never gave me the change back.
Oh, he kept the 35 cents?
That's actually untrue. The 35 cents is sitting right here by the board, Bart.
Okay, well.
Hey, you'll be happy to know in the 11 years of me doing this toy drive, the soda machine has never gone up. It's been 65 cents from the very beginning.
Well, that is good to know that hasn't impacted us. Also want to thank Sight and Sound Solutions, Walmart, Rapina Realtor Group at Coldwell Banker Home Sale Realty, running Rebels Community Organization in the Milwaukee Building and Construction Trades Council. All right. We got Eric Name out here at 8:35. We're going to talk some more Bucks with him. We got Steph Sutton out here at 9. We'll go all over the map with her. The Milwaukee Brewers yesterday causing quite a stir for stuff that they either did do or did not do. And what they did do was tell a lot of guys, you're not coming back. Travis Shaw, Alex Claudio, Junior Guerra, Jimmy Nelson, Tyler Saladino, all these guys have been non-tenders. Brewers could still work out a deal with them, but as of now, they are not Brewers. And the heartbreaking news, I think, for a lot of people is one of your favorite Brewers, Mike Moustakas, is now a Cincinnati Red. 4 years, $84 million. We'll talk to John Heyman about this and all the other offseason moves coming up in a half hour. Don't go anywhere. John Heyman, MLB Insider, Radio.com Sports, 810. Yesterday, look, we both have thoughts on this. You have thoughts on this. We all have thoughts on the Brewers. I think some people are willing to say, let's wait and see how it is. And I think some people see Mike Moustakas getting signed by the Reds, and it's just like another straw and maybe one that's breaking the camel's back here, because I think that we've got a franchise we've got a franchise in Milwaukee. The Milwaukee Brewers, they're terrific. It's so fun. I love it. The Miller Park is awesome. The parking lot, the tailgate, the community, everything is great. It's great. It's great. They are building a team that is competitive and that is going to give you hope that next year will be better. They're not building a team that's good enough to win a title. Now, you can blame baseball for how that is. You can blame whatever you want, but that is the truth. The Brewers are going to field a competitive baseball team. They're going to keep you engaged throughout the season, but they're not going to be good enough to win a title. And I think that they could be good enough to win a title if they spent more money. Mike Moustakas signs with the Reds 4 years, $64 million. He's a guy we all wanted back. $64 million, 4 years, that's a very reasonable contract for this kind of guy in his production, especially the way he hits at Miller Park and the way he's been versatile defensively and doing the things the Brewers have asked him to do. So why don't the Brewers sign him? He had interest in coming back, reportedly, and so did Grandal. So why don't the Brewers sign him? Well, 4 years. The Brewers don't want to lock up anybody for 4 years. The problem is they could have had this four-year deal 2 years ago, and then you'd still have 2 years left. And if you are truly competing, if you've got Christian Yelich, the MVP, are we going to turn into the Angels where we've got the best player in the game on one side of the league and then don't surround him with anything that's good enough? Is that what we're going to do, where you win 83 games every year and still get the MVP and that's just fine? Because I think if you've got Christian Yelich, you've got the – it's like having Giannis and doing nothing with him. You've got to build a team around Yelich. The Brewers right now barely have a club.
And especially in baseball. Basketball, you have Giannis and a bunch of folding chairs around him. You can still get in the playoffs as a seventh seed, sixth seed maybe, especially in the East. But on a baseball team, Christian Yelich going out winning MVPs and batting .330 and putting up 46 home runs and leading the league in RBIs, but you have nobody around him, you're not going too many places. And, yeah, I told you I wanted Moustakas here for a while. I didn't like the fact that they were going to just – they basically had him as a rental. I don't think they even had any intentions of bringing him back last year, but then he fell into their lap. Grandal ended up falling in their lap, and it was an offer they just couldn't pass up by paying him a one-year, $18 million deal. Now, we got a little taste of winning the last 4 years – 3 years. Last 3 years, we got a little taste of winning, and the team has been competitive. And when we got that taste of winning as Brewer fans, now we don't want to go the other way. I don't want to be going out there and watching a team that is, you know, 9, 10 and a half games out in June and no hope. And I'm worried that's going to happen. I'm going to have some trust in Stearns that he's not done in the offseason yet, although right now I'm a little nervous about it because we don't have a starting third baseman. We don't have a starting first baseman or catcher. Last time I checked, those are three important spots in the team. Third, first, and catcher.
Well, don't tell Brewer fans that because they'll say, oh, it's early. We'll figure it out.
Who's available? That's what I just said. Unless he's trading for somebody or whatever and he's got something else up his sleeve. Okay. In one night, a couple of winters ago, you know, he turned this franchise around with the Yelich trade and, you know, signing Lorenzo Cain, and that, you know, boosted them into a division title. So I'm going to give Stearns the benefit of the doubt here that he's not done yet. But the early returns make me nervous. There's no doubt. You can't help but not be nervous and look at the team and say, man, why do I want to go out to Miller Park next year when some of these stars that I've seen, guys who made the All-Star team, aren't even on the team anymore because the Brewers wouldn't give them. And it wasn't like that. Moustakas was asking for $25 million. Okay, not re-signing Prince Fielder. I can understand that. Not re-signing CC Sabathia. All right, I can understand that. But Moustakas, you saw what he could produce. Grandal, you know what he can do. 4 years, $72 million for a starting catcher, a guy who's going to suck up 140 games, 130 games behind the plate. God, that's nothing.
The Brewers missed their window. That's what I think. 414-799-1250, and it's not going to get any better. I don't care how long this offseason is. I don't care if it's 3 years. They're done. 799-1250.
You have no faith in the offseason anymore.
No.
You're done. You think Stearns is headed in the wrong direction.
Yep.
You don't think he's going to do anything else?
Look, why do we keep going back to Stearns? It's ad nauseam. He won't spend money. He's making Stearns do this. He won't spend money. He won't spend money. They won't lock into a guy for multi-year deals. Hater's going to get traded because they don't want to pay him. Mark that down. They won't spend money. They spent more money last year than ever. That's not enough. But you were all fine with that because it was more than ever. Well, what are you comparing that to? Bud Selig's nickel and dime lineup?
That's a new day with the Brewers with compared to the Selig days. And not only that part, the farm system is pretty bankrupt right now.
Let's talk more about this. 414-799-1250. It's Chuck and Winkler on the Fan. John Heyman will help us at 810 as well. John Heyman, radio.com insider. It's Chuck and Winkler on the Fan.
All right, BlueChew.com, guys. BlueChew.com is lifting spirits in the Milwaukee area. BlueChew.com offering men a performance enhancement. Guys, this is turning sex around. Many guys out there, you know, they needed some enhancement help, and I've helped them out here at BlueChew.com. I'll give you a great offer here when I'm done telling you about how good BlueChew is. BlueChew.com, affiliated physicians work with you to find the dosage and active ingredient that is best for you. These chewables can work faster, can be taken on a full or an empty stomach. Here's what happens. You go to BlueChew.com, you get online with an affiliated physician. Yeah, they're going to ask you a couple of questions. You give them honest answers, and everything is checks out. If you qualify, you'll get prescribed online quickly, so you don't have to go to the doctor. You don't have to have one of those awkward conversations. You don't have to go to the pharmacy and stand in the long lines. That's never fun. The chewables from BlueChew.com are prescribed online by a doctor and made right here in the United States. It gives you the confidence in bed every time. And here's the deal. BlueChew.com, get your first order free when you use the promo code Chuck. You pay the $5 in shipping, and that is it. How about that offer? The first order free, all you do is pay the $5 in shipping, and that is it. But you got to use the promo code Chuck. That's BlueChew, BlueChew.com. BlueChew.com, promo code Chuck.
A green and gold update brought to you by Pottawatomie Hotel and Casino. Visit paysbig.com. Here's Mike Clemens.
The Packers return to practice tomorrow to get ready for the Washington Redskins. Now, the Redskins were down 14-0 at Carolina. They came back to win 29-21, scoring two fourth quarter touchdowns and rushing for 228 yards with Darius Geis and Adrian Peterson. The Redskins defense sacked the Panthers quarterback Kyle Allen seven times. Packers right tackle Brian Bulaga.
Front we have coming in this week with Washington is a very good front. They got a lot of good football players. So December football is a time of the year where you need to run the football.
Bulaga says he played through pain against the Giants but wore a knee brace while he deals with that sprained MCL. Packers defensive lineman Tyler Lancaster has a neck injury. He had to leave the game in New York. He was replaced by rookie Kingsley Kiki. On offense, number 13, Alan Lazard had three catches against New York, and he's emerged as the Packers' number two receiver behind Devontae Adams. Packers head coach Matt LaFleur.
Alan's really done a great job. He's really taking advantage of his opportunities, and not only did it on offense, but he did it on special teams as well. Matter of fact, we had two offensive players of the week, and Aaron Rodgers and Alan Lazard, and then Alan also was our special team player of the week.
Best Packers coverage on 105.7 FM, The Fan.
Chuck and Winkler served up by Perkins Restaurant and Bakeries. The Toy Drive continues our 13th annual Toy Drive to benefit Children's Hospital and Robin's Nest. I want to thank a couple of people that have come by. I want to thank Abby. Abby's a dog. Abby just gave me $20.
Okay.
Who's a good girl? Who's a good girl? She just gave
what
me
was that last
bucks.
One?
Yeah, there she goes. She's driving away.
Okay.
Well, she's in the shotgun, but. Yeah, she rolled down the window and $20 was in her paw. So thanks to Abby who did that, beautiful dog. And also Randy has claimed Jim's December 9th tickets. So Jim Paschke giving us Bucks tickets. They're his seats. Usually they're upper level.
Mm-hmm.
But they're beautiful seats at the Fiserv Forum, of course. The 14th, he's got a pair of tickets yet against the Cavs. So you can get Jim Paschke's tickets the 14th against the Cavs. Just need a donation of at least $150. And then we'll connect you with Jim to get those tickets. 414-799-1250. As we talk Milwaukee Brewers, I think their window is closed. I know a lot of people say, oh, big move's coming. All right, here's where I am. We got Yelich and Kane that one time, and we thought, okay, what's the next move? We're still waiting for that next move. They've never gone out and made that next, at least in, when it comes to starting pitching, that move. Let's get Kurt in Oak Creek. John Heyman at 810. 414-799-1250. What's up, Kurt?
Hey, Kurt.
Good morning. You think they are potentially trying to save money to be able to sign Yelich to a long-term deal?
Going to need more than that to win a World Series championship here, and that's what we're looking for. I mean,
right?
Yeah, I mean, just you sign Yelich and you're still finishing 82 and 80. What good does it do to keep a guy like that? I don't know. I think that would be foolish. I think Stearns knows you need more than one superstar to win a championship. You know, this isn't the NBA where one guy can carry you a long way. You need some help. And, you know, when I see two all-stars walk, now I'm not as pessimistic about the off-season as Bart is. I'm still holding out a little bit of hope, but I've been holding out for hope for 52 years with our sports teams in this town, and I've got kicked in the face many times. So I'm thinking that Stearns hopefully has got a bigger plan here. But the early returns aren't good.
Well, you've had Stearns on in the past at this Farmer Fleet thing. Is he coming
Thursday at 5 o'clock? He'll be with the Big Show. Mm-hmm. I'm not invited.
Oh, okay. They'll have to ask.
Yeah, they'll ask.
Plan. Yep. Oh, yeah.
They'll for sure ask. I know, because I know Billy and those guys and Sparky, I know they're fired up. So we'll get whatever answers we can from David Stearns, 5 p.m. Thursday at the Toy Drive. Thanks, Kurt. We'll talk to John Heyman to see what he might know about these situations, because there's a report from one of our other Radio.com guys, Bob Nightingale, that the Brewers are looking to lower payroll and that other GMs are aware of it. $130 million last year is what they spent. And I'm talking with a guy on Twitter right now, Matt, who says, your take is uneducated, Bart. The Brewers had the highest payroll they've ever had. To me, that's just spin. To me, the phrase highest payroll they've ever had, it's just spin. This has been a franchise that's never spent money. You know, they get Jeff Suppan and it cripples the franchise because that's all they can afford to spend. We're in a new regime here. We're in Mark Antanasio. Did I see this right? They made $66 million last year in profit. And I get that it's a business and you want to make money. I understand that. But I just, when you hear the phrase, it's the highest payroll they've ever had, that doesn't mean anything to me, because I do think they could spend more money if they wanted to. And you're comparing it against 50 years of not spending money.
Another guy we haven't talked about, you know, with Pomeranz signing with the Padres, I wanted him back. I wanted him back for 4 years, $32 million, a nice middle of the bullpen type of guy. Yeah, a guy can go you a couple of innings out of that bullpen, and that's what baseball's all about right now. So they didn't even want him back at that price, and I thought he did enough. He was a big part of their success in September. Yeah, I mean, in addition to the starting pitching, they need help. Yeah, there's so many holes in this team. It's scary because I don't. I'm a little worried at this point. You got to hold your breath, and hopefully there's a bigger plan out there that David Stearns has. But if it is, I'm sure I can't wait to see what it is, because I'm not liking what I'm seeing right now from the Brewers in this offseason.
Well, we'll keep speculating, and then we'll get as many answers as we can. John Heyman, Radio.com Sports MLB Insider, he will join us in 12 minutes. Don't go anywhere for that. And then Eric Name on site, 8:30. We'll talk some Bucks. And really, Eric's a pretty well-versed guy when it comes to sports. We can talk about we could talk wrestling with him. We could talk whatever he wants to talk about. So that should be a fun conversation coming up around 8:30.
Saw him at the Bucks game last night. We were covering the game together, and he said he was going to play some pickup basketball. I said, 8:30 is an early time for you, isn't it? He goes, no, I'm going to go play some pickup basketball with a group of guys in a gym before coming out and seeing you guys. So he'll be alert.
Before seeing us.
Who? Before seeing us, yes. Before seeing us.
Oh, wow. All right. Okay.
Because, you know, those writers, they like to work late and sleep in. But he worked late, and he's getting up to play basketball before coming out with us.
It's Chuck and Winkler. We'll talk to John Heyman in 10 minutes here on The Fan.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.